Welcome to the March 13th, 2025 episode of Free Pod. I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors, and we want to remind you that any photos, phone numbers, or website addresses can always be found in the print version of our newscasts on the Free Pod website at freepod.org, which you can also navigate to from our Facebook page or from the website of our partner station, WNIJ, National Public Radio in DeKalb. Now, let's see what's going on.
The newest branch office of First Community Credit Union will open in Freeport this month on West Galena Avenue near Sullivan's Foods. The financial organization's ninth location in the State Line area will provide banking services like personal and business accounts, auto loans, recreational vehicle loans, credit cards, and a variety of home loan options, as well as electronic services including online banking and their own mobile app. They will also have a 24-hour ATM, a night drop, and four drive-through lanes.
Registration for the 2025-2026 school year in Freeport School District 145 is now open for new students. New students include those not currently enrolled, including incoming kindergarten students. Current preschool students in the district, who will be kindergartners in the fall, do not need to register at this time. If you have questions about enrollment, please contact the school's enrollment department at 815-232-0580, Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock a.m. to 5 o'clock p.m., or visit the district's website. Links for registration in both English and Spanish are provided in the print version of this podcast.
Although no measles cases have been reported in Illinois in 2025, there have been enough stories in the national news that FreePod wanted to provide an update. In 2000, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, declared that measles was eliminated in the United States after a successful vaccination campaign in the 1960s. However, rates for 39 states for the 2023-24 school year were below the target rate of 95% for measles, mumps, and rubella vaccinations, also known as MMR vaccinations. This means that approximately 280,000 school children nationwide were unvaccinated and unprotected against measles. And research shows that the more unvaccinated children in a school, the larger risk of an outbreak. Measles is one of the world's most contagious diseases. If one person is infected, they will infect as many as 18 others on average. That's much higher than with other infectious diseases, such as COVID, which has a contagious index of only about 3. The measles virus spreads easily through airborne contact with respiratory droplets. It can remain airborne for up to 2 hours after an infectious person leaves an area. And up to 90% of susceptible people who have contact with someone with measles will develop measles. Since the end of December, there have been 222 cases of measles reported in the U.S., mostly among children who had not received the MMR vaccine. 198 of the 222 cases have occurred in Texas, and 2 deaths have been reported, one in Texas and one in New Mexico. More cases are expected as this outbreak continues to expand rapidly. And since measles are also occurring globally, unvaccinated travelers returning to the U.S. are at an increased risk. Symptoms of measles infection include diarrhea and vomiting, ear infection, bronchitis, laryngitis, pneumonia, and, rarely, encephalitis. If you were vaccinated between 1968 and 1989, you likely received just one dose of the measles vaccine instead of the 2 doses that are standard today. And it's recommended that you contact your healthcare provider about getting a booster shot.
The Senior Resource Center is hosting free events in Stockton and Galena to provide personalized assistance to seniors and their families in navigating aging and disability resources. The Stockton event will be held next Thursday, March 20th, at the Stockton Township Library, and the Galena event will be held the following week, Thursday, March 27th, at the West Galena Township Building. Both will begin at 10 o'clock a.m. and end at 2 o'clock p.m. Services offered include aging and disability benefits information, Medicaid questions, Part D prescription coverage questions, benefit access applications, including license plate discounts, and general aging questions. Appointments are required to ensure personalized assistance. Call 815-235-9777 to secure your spot.
In other senior center news, with uncertainty about possible federal budget cuts to Social Security and Medicaid, staff at the Senior Resource Center, based in Freeport, is assuring local senior citizens the center is open for business. Assistant Director Christine Gentry said the staff takes their guidance from the Illinois Department on Aging and NICAA, and those agencies have not changed anything. Accordingly, center staff will still provide services such as tax preparation for senior citizens, Medicare advice, and license sticker renewal discounts. If anything changes, the Senior Resource Center staff will inform its clients.
Dreamscape Hospitality has assumed management of the Hampton Inn in downtown Freeport. The hotel offers 73 guest rooms, a heated indoor pool, fitness center, complimentary hot breakfast, and complimentary Wi-Fi, and is close to many downtown attractions and businesses.
The Freeport Public Library hosts the Journey to Freedom, Illinois' Underground Railroad exhibit for free public viewing through Saturday, April 5th on the library's second floor. The free exhibit highlights the courageous stories of freedom seekers and the multiracial conductors who assisted them on the Underground Railroad in Illinois, using photos, videos, maps, personal stories, and illustrations created specifically for the exhibit. Highlighted stories include freedom seekers John and Eliza Little, who traveled barefoot through Illinois to Canada to gain their freedom. Conductors like Henry Brown, who worked for Abraham Lincoln, and Mary Ann King Brown, who helped the enslaved reach freedom in the Springfield, Quincy, and Galena areas. At 5:30 p.m. next Thursday, March 20th, Dr. Pat Norman and Dr. Ed Finch will present the video Race to Freedom, followed by discussion. On Monday, March 24th at 6 p.m., Dr. Samuel Wheeler, former state historian of Illinois, will present The Presumption of Freedom, the Illinois Supreme Court, and the Fate of Slavery in the Prairie State. And on Thursday, March 27th at 6:30 p.m., nationally recognized singer-songwriter Chris Vellillo will present Songs of the Illinois Freedom Road. The Freeport Public Library, Lincoln Douglas Society, and Greater Freeport Partnership collaborated to bring this experience to Freeport. For more information on the exhibit, the programming in Freeport, and the stories of the Illinois Underground Railroad, visit illinoisugrr.org.
The popular freezer meal fundraiser that was discontinued at the Stevenson County Farm Bureau is back. Orders are due by 4:30 p.m., Friday, March 20th, and delivery will be Wednesday, April 9th at the Bureau. The fundraiser benefits the Stevenson County Ag in the Classroom program. You can order sets from either two or five people, and each set has five entrees, including barbecue pulled pork, honey mustard chicken, ranch chicken tacos, shepherd's pie, and chicken and biscuits. Two-person meal sets cost $60, and five-person sets cost $125. Order forms can be printed from the Bureau's website at StevensonCFB.org under the News tab, or by calling 815-232-3186. The Bureau is also once again offering one-pound bags of pollinator seed. Orders for these popular bags are available by Thursday, March 20th. The cost is $25 per bag for Farm Bureau members and $30 per bag for non-members. Contact the Stevenson County Farm Bureau at 815-232-3186 to place your order today.
Next Tuesday, March 18th, the Northwest Illinois Bird and Nature Alliance invites the public to the film Moved by Waters at the Freeport Public Library at 6:15 p.m. The documentary focuses on diverse groups and individuals working together for the health of the Upper Mississippi watershed. The award-winning documentary, depicting collaborative projects involving organizations and diverse groups of students, teachers, artists, farmers, and volunteers of all ages, was created by filmmakers Kelly and Tammy Rundle of Fourth Wall Films. One of their other films, Places to Be Wild, will also be screened.
Somerset Theater is celebrating its 50th season at Highland Community College with a magical production of Cinderella by Rodgers and Hammerstein, directed by Randy Haldeman. Auditions for all roles will be held this Saturday, March 15th, at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center at Highland. And whether you're a seasoned performer or new to the stage, everyone is encouraged to come and showcase their talent. Much more information, as well as registration for auditions, can be found at highland.edu/somerset/.
Beginning Tuesday, April 1st, rental rates for facilities and shelters maintained by the Freeport Park District will increase to help to maintain and improve parks and amenities. If you have an event in mind, book your reservation before April 1st to take advantage of the current rates.
Last Saturday, the Pecatonica girls basketball team, which had been ranked number 3 in the state, won the Illinois Class 1A state championship, defeating Carrollton 63-45, and marking a first in Pecatonica High School history. Their victory came just one day after the Pecatonica boys team, which was ranked number 1 in the state, suffered a heartbreaking 36-31 loss to Eastland in overtime in the sectional finals. The two teams elevated Pecatonica together. Both the boys and girls teams have tied or broken the school record for wins 4 years in a row. Last year, the boys team won the school's first sectional title in any sport in 90 years. Congratulations to both teams.
Where was all the snow? According to the National Weather Service, Northwest Illinois has had 15 fewer inches of snow so far this winter than its annual average at this point. Meteorologists believe that the storm track for the winter was south of our region and essentially just went around the Freeport area. Similar patterns have been seen in other areas of Illinois. Rockford's lowest annual snowfall was just 2.8 inches in the winter of 1906 and 1907.
There's plenty going on between now and next Thursday. For a couple of reminders, this year's One Book, One Freeport Community Reading Project wraps up tonight with a free program at 6:30 p.m. at the Freeport Public Library. Ty Rohrer, the manager of cultural arts at Waukegan Park District, will present Ray Bradbury, Waukegan's Influence on a Visionary, which tells the story of the life of the author from the time he was growing up in Waukegan, Illinois, to details about his prolific career.
Tomorrow night, you can enjoy a performance of the award-winning Taiwanese ensemble, A Moving Sound, at the Freeport Art Museum. Featuring the Taiwanese fiddle and lute, along with vocals, the event begins at 7 p.m., with tickets at $10 for the general public and $8 for museum members. Tickets can be purchased online at freeportartmuseum.com.
Just in time for St. Patrick's Day. The new Grasshoppers Bar and Grill opens this Saturday, March 15th at 11 o'clock a.m. Located in the location of the former Pub 219 Stevenson Street Station on East Stevenson Street across from the Senior Resource Center, the new owners invite you to stop in for a beer and a bite, and to say hi to familiar faces behind the bar.
Act quickly if you'd like a community-supported agriculture share from the Freeport High School Student Gardens. For $250, you get a whole season's worth of garden produce in 7 half-bushel boxes of produce. Click on the link in the print version of today's episode to find out more and reserve your share today.
If you are looking for something to do this week or any week, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com and click on Weekly Events for a comprehensive listing of many more entertainment and dining events and activities throughout Stevenson County. You can subscribe to their free weekly newsletter there too. And we have a link to a QR code in the print version of this newscast if you'd like to sign up that way.
You can also subscribe to the City of Freeport's monthly newsletter at their website, cityoffreeport.org.
If you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview that aired on Tuesday featuring FreePod host Alan Wenzel as he chatted with Tricia Mickley, CEO of the Frontier Mount Carroll Mutual Insurance Company, about the cost of insurance premiums.
Next week, tune in as Tim visits with native Freeporter Landon Keister about his job in the equipment department of the Green Bay Packers.
Woohoo!
Their conversation will post at noon on Tuesday, March 18th.
We're also very excited to let our listeners know that the English and Broadcast Journalism classes at Freeport High School, taught by educator Jenna Kleindel, will be producing and recording all of next week's news podcast. Last year's classes did an episode of FreePod in April, and we're delighted to welcome them back for another episode this year. And don't forget, in future episodes after that, political candidates will receive the same five questions and give you an opportunity to compare and contrast their views.
Time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon for more about what's happening in Freeport. And be sure to subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform to receive alerts as each new pod airs. You can also always click through to our pods on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, at northernpublicradio.org.
As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. We're also grateful to WNIJ for partnering with us in reaching even more listeners, including Spanish-speaking community members. Thank you, Team FreePod. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org.
I'm Becky Connors.
And I'm Tim Connors.
Thank you for listening.
And happy St. Patrick's Day!